2 weeks without you, and I still haven't gotten over you yet. It's time for the Sapphicast. I'm your host, Scott C. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a new show, episode kinda sort of. If you heard the promo last week, then you know we're kinda sort of, not exactly, but yes we are, but no we're not on hiatus this week. I'm taking a bit of a vacation. Yeah, I deserve it, you know, for multiple reasons that are complicated and filthy. I'm taking a little break this week, so it's not a full episode like you normally expect from us and a good hour interview and such. Instead, we have a little something different for you today. If you're listening to this on iTunes or via your phone, Android, or Apple, whatever one you're using and everything, then you're only going to get this little bit here that I'm doing right now, this little clip. We do have a bunch of bonus content for you. I didn't want to leave you hanging this week, so no, there's a bunch of bonus content from the show up on our website if you visit saftacast.com. That is S-A-F-T-A-C-A-S-T, one word, .com. You can access all the bonus content there for today's episode, which includes an uncensored version of one of our promos from a couple of weeks ago, a couple of cut bits from a couple previous interviews. We have a few of my mic tests, and then there was actually a request for some stuff from the vaults of when I was on college radio and such, so I posted a little bit of that for you. It's all there, as I said, if you go to saftacast.com. Now, let me take a couple minutes here. Even though I'm on hiatus, I still want to take a couple minutes here to tell you about some upcoming events from the Sundress Academy for the Arts, because it is almost high season right now. We're in late April, mid to late April right now, and that means a lot of college professors, a lot of college educators, as well as college students. And I don't want to leave out primary ed here. You might be also in the same boat. As we are approaching the start of early summer, the semesters are ending, and summer vacation is just around on the horizon. That means it is, as I said, high season for the Sundress Academy for the Arts. Lots of doings, lots of happenings coming on. The first and foremost is happening this weekend on the 26th of April. That is this Sunday at 3 p.m. at the Birdhouse in Knoxville. The award-winning SAFTA reading series returns. This time the featured readers are Sally Rosen Kindred and Deborah Bernhardt. It is going to be a spectacular reading. If you have never been to the Birdhouse in Knoxville, Tennessee, you should go, because that's where the SAFTA Reading Series is. And if you've never been to the SAFTA Reading Series in Knoxville, you're missing out on something great. So do check that out. Then it's this Sunday at 3 p.m. Sally Rose Kindred and Deborah Bernhardt going to kick it and lay it down for you with some great readings. It's going to be a great one. Now, coming up this summer, the Sundress Academy is going to be holding a couple of very special camping retreats for writers. The first one is late May, May 29th. That is a Friday, May 29th through May 31st. It is the 2015 Summer Fiction Writing Retreat. This is for writers of all levels and skills. If you want to learn about how to hone your craft a bit, as well as talk to accomplished writers about, well, pretty much anything, whether it be about the craft, whether it be about soliciting your work, publishing your work, getting your name out there, attending conventions, applying to graduate schools or graduate programs. Hey, you can ask them, and there are going to be some great people holding breakout sessions and much more there. Two of the featured retreat leaders this time for the Fiction Writing Workshop are Megan Cass and Amy Sarah Baptista. These are two awesome, amazing fiction writers, and they have much to teach, much to tell, much you can learn from. Now, this is a retreat, so you're going to be spending 3 days, 2 nights in the woods outside of Sundress Academy for the Arts on the property of Firefly Farms, which is the home of the Sundress Academy for the Arts. Again, this is Friday, May 29th through Sunday, May 31st, and there is a lot that you get from this. To get all the information you need on this, visit sundresspublications.com, click on store, and find out more info, as well as purchase tickets. And I tell you right now, tickets are limited. There are only a few of them available, so get them while they're hot, because space is filling up on this. And I can speak from experience. I was there for the poetry one last year, and it was an amazing experience, practically transcendental. So I encourage you, check this out again, sundresspublications.com, click on store, and learn more about it, as well as purchase tickets. Now, maybe you don't write fiction, maybe you write poetry. Well, it just so happens that the 2015 Summer Poetry Writing Retreat is going to happen less than 2 weeks later, on Friday, June 12th through Sunday, June 14th, again, at the Sundress Academy for the Arts in Knoxville, Tennessee, on the home of Firefly Farms. The featured leaders of the poetry retreat this time out are Erin Elizabeth Smith, the creative director and founder of the Sundress Academy for the Arts and Sundress Publications, and much more, and Ben McClendon, who is a great dude. I've had the pleasure of meeting him at AWP a couple of weeks ago. So, again, for more information on either of these retreats, or both of them, visit, again, sundresspublications.com, click on Store, where you can purchase tickets, and note that the Poetry Workshop retreat is also limited in the number of people and tickets available. So get them while you can, because they are both filling up pretty quickly. These are awesome experiences not to be missed. They are some of the signature events of the Sundress Academy for the Arts. Now, I mentioned AWP a couple minutes ago, or a few seconds ago. I don't know what time is like anymore. Time is very weird, especially at the end of a semester. 2 weeks ago, as I said, I had the pleasure of going to the AWP convention. For those unfamiliar with it, it is the biggest convention of writers, editors, and publishers in North America. Every year, it takes place in a different location, and it's pretty intense if you've never been before. Well, next week, well, actually in 2 weeks, you're going to have the chance to experience it secondhand here at the SAFTAcast, because while we were there, we recorded a whole bunch of footage, and we're putting it all together in a special episode airing in 2 weeks, a little thing we're calling the Randa Cast. I'll give you more details on that next week when you check out our promo, which was also recorded live. Check that out next Wednesday coming at you. But as I said, for today, this is all you're getting if you're listening on iTunes or so, this 6 or 7 minutes worth of stuff here. For more content, as I said, we've got a whole bunch of bonus content that we put up today. It's on the SAFTAcast website. Visit SAFTAcast.com for all of your SAFTAcast needs. I was going to say something else, but then my brain had vapor lock. That's a sign that I should get off the mic and get back to vacation. Enjoy your week, ladies and gentlemen, and check out SAFTAcast.com as well as SundressPublications.com and click on Store for all the stuff I've talked about. Or you can just rewind this track and hear the stuff again. Whatever. I'm on vacation. Bah! I'll talk to you next week, ladies and gentlemen. Until then, take care, folks. The SAFTAcast is a production of the Sundress Academy for the Arts. For episodes and more, visit SAFTAcast.com. Until we talk again, this is your host, Scott C., signing off.